So who's the most famous person you've ever met? Comment below. This was a question that my son Jacob asked me. We were sitting around the dinner table a couple weeks ago, and he said, "Dad, who's the most famous person you've ever met?" And I thought for a second, and I said, "Well, you know, I saw Donald Trump one time." And Janelle was sitting there, and she said, "Really? You didn't say anything about that?" I'm like, "Oh, I must have forgot." I was in Jupiter, Florida. I was flying back home. I was about to get on my plane, and through the window, I saw Air Force One who had landed, and Donald Trump was coming out. It was about this high. So sometimes we share these stories about meeting the rich and the famous and the political people because it's a point of interest. And so you likely have a number of those stories in your repertoire as well. For example, I know a guy who turned a $500,000 company into a $100 million company. I know somebody who's played professional hockey. My great, 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 great uncle was a pirate. I know the Cat Chat Man. And I've even met Moses the cat. Isn't that amazing? So why do we talk about these times when we've met the rich and the famous? Well, sometimes it's just a point of interest. Other times, I think it's because we want to borrow their social currency. Because the rich and the famous, well, they wouldn't associate, would they, with somebody who's unimportant? So when we're sharing these stories, maybe we're trying to borrow a little bit of their famousness to make up for our inadequacies. But there's somebody that I've encountered that is unlike everyone else. Do you know where this is going? He's walked on water. He's calmed the storms. He's healed the sick. He's raised the dead. He preached a message that captured the hearts of the hopeless and ticked off those who were in authority. He was nailed to the cross and died a brutally violent death and died. But you know what? Death could not hold him. The grave could not keep him. And he rose from the dead in the presence of others. You know, I can't think of an Olympic champion who's pulled off some sort of feat like this, or a political leader who's done some sort of move like that. I mean, dying, he destroyed our death, and rising, he restored our life. And he rose and he walked amongst witnesses. They touched him, they ate with him, and then he continued to ascend, and he ascended into heaven, and now is seated at the right hand of God the Father Almighty. I've encountered the person who's going to come again to judge the living and the dead, who will come again to judge you and to judge me. I've encountered the person who offers us forgiveness of sin, who came to rescue us from sure eternal damnation, and not only offers us forgiveness of sin, but a share in eternal life, a share in his eternal glory, a share in his eternal inheritance. You can name drop all the names you want, but there is none like Jesus Christ. At the name of Jesus, every knee should bend, of those in heaven and on earth and under the earth. And every tongue confess that Jesus Christ is Lord to the glory of God the Father. Who is the most famous person that you've encountered in your life? We think about the rich and famous and our brief encounters with them. They don't welcome us to share in their life for the rest of their life. Yet here we have Jesus Christ, the eternal famous one. Jesus is Lord. And he shares his very life with us. That's the truth about Christianity. This is the bedrock upon which we live our life. This is not like Little John and Robin Hood running through the forest. This is not a Pixar animation or a Disney fairy tale. These truths that Jesus Christ came into the world, conquered death, ascended into heaven, offers us forgiveness of sin and a share in eternal life, his divine life. This is the reality of life. And the foundation of the Christian life, the foundation on which we live and make every decision. So here's the point of action today. In your day, recall the truth that God is with you, that the Lord is with you with a simple prayer. Just say, "Lord, I believe you are present here, and I adore thee with my whole soul. Lord, I believe you are present here and I adore thee with my whole soul." Friends, The Lord is with you.